She's a board member of United Opt Out, a founding member of the Badass Teachers, and BAMI's recently named Best Professor in America. She lives, eats, breathes education activism, and that is why she is our Activist of the Week. Welcome to Busted Pencils, Denisha Jones. Denisha, what made you decide to be an activist as opposed to just a teacher?
Well, Tim, I found it really hard to do my job once I finally became a teacher because the job that I wanted since I was a little girl was not what I thought it was going to be. And I had two options. I could stay and fight for the job I wanted, or I could leave this profession altogether. And so after my first year of teaching kindergarten, when I was forced to treat five-year-olds like they needed to be obedient little people and prepare them for practice tests that would be practice tests for practice tests, I just said I can't do that. But I wasn't ready to give up on my profession. I wanted to be a teacher since I was 10 years old. I loved going to school. I loved learning. I loved teaching, and I didn't want to give up. So the only way I could still keep doing what I was doing was to become an activist, and that's what I did.
Tell me about this organization called BAT.
BAT stands for the Badass Teachers Association.
Did you just say a bad word? Did you just say a bad ass?
I did say badass. And so together, it may or may not be a bad word depending on what generation from you're from.
Okay, so BATs are badass teachers.
Started a couple years ago. There was a group called the Badass Parents Association, and people were on social media like, haha, we should start a Badass Teachers Association and we should see what happened. Well, no one could have believed what happened. We had so many members. People flocked to it. It grew. It was one of the fastest social media organizations that I saw grow in that short amount of time. And so I was fortunate to jump in on the ground floor when there was just a couple hundred of us, and then to stay a part of it, which is now over 55,000 people. And so it's been a really amazing place. But what we learned is that teachers wanted to be badass. They wanted to feel like they were not going to stand back and just let all these reforms happen to them. And they wanted a place where they can go and say, you know, this is crazy. What can we do? And so it's part advocacy, part keeping your sanity through some fellowship, and part activism.
There's another phenomena that you're associated with too. Maybe you could tell us a little bit about that. And that is the opt-out movement, right?
Yes. And actually, I became associated with the opt-out movement first. So in 2011, I moved back to Washington, D.C., and that was the year that the Save Our Schools planned their huge rally, really set up on what was happening in education. We had thousands of people come. We had Matt Damon speak, which was amazing. I volunteered at that event to kind of help out, and that's where I met a lot of the people who formed United Opt Out. United Opt Out formed, and they wanted to do this Occupy the Department of Education, and so I lived in Washington, D.C., so of course I went. And what I quickly learned, if you keep showing up to these United Opt Out events, they will quickly make you part of the group. So I went to their first Occupy the Department event. I went to Occupy 2.0. I went to their event in Denver, and they were like, you know what, we want you. So I was fortunate to be invited to be an admin for that group, and we're working with them. It's really awesome because although I don't have children to opt out and I don't administer tests, I know that this is one strategy in fighting all of these corporate reforms. So I use my voice in higher ed to kind of go out and talk to people about what it means to opt out and why they should be doing it.
But your primary responsibility is a professor of early childhood education. Talk about, you know, how these organizations and your view of activism work in tandem, or is it a conflict sometimes being a professor?
I'm fortunate. I think it could be a conflict depending on where you worked. I'm a professor at Howard University, and my dean, Dr. Leslie Fenwick, is really supportive of all this activism, which I wasn't sure at first. You know, I was trying to keep everything on the hush-hush, like, let's just keep these lives separate. And she came to me when she saw that I was a listed speaker for Occupy 2.0, and she was so thrilled because somebody from Howard was a part of that. And so I then realized I don't have to keep this on the hush-hush because my dean's very supportive. My department is supportive to the point where they're happy someone is doing it. You know, not everybody wants to be in activism, right, but they want our students to get to know someone who is. So my chair is like, you're doing that. You're giving the students that view, and that's great. Part of our mission at the Howard University School of Education is to develop change agents. I'm teaching to the mission of our school.
All this work has resulted this year in the fact that you have won Best Professor, a BAMI.
Yeah, it's really an honor. I still can't believe that I won. So there's a group called the Academy of Education, Arts, and Sciences, and they get together, and they want to kind of get, you know, in the public perception, education is always attacked, right? We're always doing something wrong. On the 6 o'clock news, you only hear about education if someone brings a gun to school or if, you know, a teacher does something wrong with a student. You never hear about the good things. So this group works to really highlight what's working in education. And their members then nominate people for an award in all different sectors, right? Principals, assistant teachers, broken down by topic, like early childhood directors. So policy people, they look at the whole gamut of the field of education and then nominate folks. And I was really fortunate. Susan Oshorn, who you might know from the Early Childhood Policy Network group, nominated me for an award. Then, yeah, they made the announcement and I won. And I was just surprised. I don't think it's for activism, of course. It's for being a college professor, which I am. But I spent so much time being in activism that technically I'm not a good college professor. Like, I'm behind on my publications because I'm so busy going to rallies and going to conferences, and I'd rather be talking to teachers and students and parents. So that was kind of really surprising. So I believe it was my activism family, as I call them, is the reason why I was able to win that.
You know, Denisha, I just want to say, you've shown us how to bust pencils. You are still busting pencils. Denisha, carry on busting those pencils.